This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Let's bring up verse 23, which I consider to be one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. And this is his command. Whose command? Christ's command. To believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. If you want to distill Christianity down to one verse, here's a good one. To believe in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. What does that mean? You believe everything that name represents. Your name represents you. That's why you don't like people making fun of your name, because your name represents you. Maybe you've had people make fun of your name and you still remember from childhood somebody making fun of your name, your first name or last name. You didn't like it. Why? Because it represents you. And so it is that we are to believe in the name of his Son and everything that represents. And then to love one another as Christ commanded us. He didn't ask us. He commanded us. I close with a true story told by a minister from Nashville, Tennessee, by the name of Rubel Shelley. Some people came out of the second service and says, we know Rubel. He's a family friend. Rubel is a great writer. He talks about a Jason Tusk, T-U-S-K, who was a 17-year-old high school honor student. He was close to his mother, his wheelchair-bound father, and his young brother, Christian, had a brother named Christian. Jason was an expert swimmer who loved to scuba dive. He left home on a Tuesday morning to explore an underwater spring and an underwater cave near his home in West Central Florida. His plan was to be home in time to celebrate his mother's birthday by going out to dinner with the family that night. But something happened. Something went terribly wrong. You see, Jason became lost in the underwater cave. In his panic, he apparently got wedged in a narrow passageway. When he realized that he was trapped, he took off his yellow metal air tank and unsheathed his diver's knife. With the tank as a tablet and the knife as a pen, he wrote one last message to his family. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I love you, Christian. Then he ran out of air and drowned. Rubel Shelley says this, a dying message, something communicated in the last few seconds of life, is something that you can't ignore. God's final words to us are etched on a Roman cross. They are blood red. They scream to be heard. They too say, I love you. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. You and I, he says, may not die a dramatic death like Jason, but he says, let me tell you this, we're all etching a message of love or something else on a tablet called our lives. Every man in this room, every woman in this room, every young person, you're writing out a message on the tablet of your life, and it's either a message of love or it's something else. How would people describe the message you're writing with your life? I have a feeling we'd all be shocked. We all would be a little shocked to find out how people perceive the message of our life. But today I'm asking you to decide, to realize that love, the real test of love, is laying down your life. Christ laid down his life for us. The way you love people is you divest yourself of something in your life. You give up part of yourself and you lay it down for the cause of Christ and out of love for other people. Well, I hope this series from the epistle or letter of 1 John is speaking to you in a powerful way. Next week in chapter 4, the Apostle John says to test the spirits to see if they are from God. We live in a spiritual world. That doesn't mean it's a Christian world by any stretch, but everything is spiritual. There's a spiritual dimension to everything we interact with in life. And John says, test the spirits to see if they're from Christ, to see if they're from the Lord. God bless you. I hope you'll listen next week to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.